This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, mama. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Monday, a Medal of Honor Monday. You know that's coming up an hour from now. We will honor another one of our heroes in this country. An hour and a half from now, I apparently have ruffled some feathers with my besmirchment of the beach, I guess you could call it. Lisa Booth of Fox News is going to come on and argue with me an hour and a half from now on behalf of the beach. We have a ton of emails I need to get to. Honestly, there were so many great Ask Dr. Jesse questions from Friday. I'm going to get to a bunch of those tonight. We have the CDC directing kids to secret online chats. You're not going to believe what they're telling them to do there. That's an hour from now. Kamala Harris, Kathy Hochul, public health people, monkeypox, some very offensive hard truths, and much more tonight coming up on the Jesse Kelly Show. But I want to begin here with something I generally don't like to do, but sometimes I realize it's necessary. I'm going to explain myself. I'm not apologizing. Don't worry. You're never going to hear that on this show. Even when I screw up, I'm not going to say I'm sorry. But I'm going to explain myself. Chris, how many times have you heard me call for the arrest and imprisonment of public officials on this show? Chris said at least once a day for a year. I mean, more times than anyone can count. I call for what I call a reckoning. I call for arrests and imprisonment of government people. Yeah, I'm talking about politicians. I'm talking about people at the FBI, IRS, EPA, CIA. I'm most definitely talking about public health officials. And I need to explain something very, very clearly for everybody who might be confused. I'm not trying to do a bit for radio. I'm not trying to be over the top. I'm not trying to say something that'll make headlines. I make headlines anyway. I'm not worried about that. We genuinely need, as a nation, arrests, public trials, and imprisonment of the people who are in charge of this country. I want to explain why, because I understand what that means. Understand this. I understand we have a bunch of people who listen to the show from jails and prisons. We get a bunch of those emails, which you wouldn't expect, but I think that's really freaking cool. We get a bunch of emails. So, well, listen in prison. Prison's not a small thing. I'm going to talk about the arrest and imprisonment of Dr. Birx. Dr. Birx is what? Woman in her 70s? I understand it's not a small thing that I want federal agents to kick in her door in the middle of the night and place her in handcuffs, and I want her locked away in a tiny cage until the day she dies. It's not a small thing. I understand that's a very, very big thing. So I feel like I should explain to you why I say these things and why I'm so adamant about this. You see, Dr. Birx, she's been all over the news. I'm sure you've seen all the news. She has a book coming out. This is the woman. I want you to remember. I just want to rewind here. This is from November of 2020. This is Dr. Birx sitting down doing a televised interview. This is her explaining that you should absolutely not travel and see extended family for Thanksgiving. It's just too dangerous.
I'm making the personal sacrifices not to infect my parents and my pregnant daughter. I worry about that because then it gives people the option to say, well, if bars and restaurants are open, then I can have 20 people over for Thanksgiving. And so I don't like it to be any number. I like it to be keep it to your immediate household.
She's making the sacrifice. Remember right there at the beginning, she said, I'm making the sacrifice.
I'm making the personal sacrifices not to infect my...
She got up from that interview, checked in at the airport, got on a plane, and she went and enjoyed her family time with both sides of her extended family for a gigantic Thanksgiving party. Why do I call for a reckoning? I think there's a misconception out there that I call for arrests and imprisonment of people like this because it's spite or because of vengeance or because of something like that. It's actually not that at all. Dr. Birx, she resigned when she got busted having partied with extended family after giving with that interview. But she didn't resign in disgrace. She didn't resign and have to go into hiding. She didn't resign and have to lawyer up. She resigned and she went and signed with a book publisher. And she wrote a book that will now be pushed by every major cable news show. And she will make millions of dollars off of what's in this book. And what kinds of things are in this book? Dr. Birx bragging about lying to Donald Trump about how long the lockdown would have to be, bragging about lying to Donald Trump about COVID numbers so he thought they were worse than they are. Dr. Birx sat down and wrote a book bragging about her manipulation of Trump and the American people to justify more and more severe lockdowns. Now, why? What in the world? What in the world would possess this woman to sit down and write a book about, I mean, ethics violations don't even describe it. What would possess this woman to write a book about making herself looking like a monster? If you ask that question as I did, you asked the wrong question. The question is, why wouldn't she? Well, why wouldn't she? Dr. Birx got on camera and lied to you several times and then violated the thing she said. Dr. Birx lied to Donald Trump several times. Dr. Birx, when you look at all the inflation problems and gas problems and mental health crisis and drug crisis and whatnot, Dr. Birx is as responsible for all of those things as any human being walking the planet. And you can say she shouldn't have, and you're right, she shouldn't have, but why wouldn't she? Dr. Birx, a year from now, is not going to be sitting in a federal prison. She's not going to be sitting in a federal prison. Dr. Birx is going to be sitting on a beach in Barbados sipping Mai Tais a year from now on the millions she made from the book. And you know why? Because there is no disincentive for these people at all. What's the reason? Why wouldn't she lie to Trump, lie to America? Because she's not held accountable. And let's expand this way beyond Birx. Andrew Cuomo killed 15,000 people. Andrew Cuomo killed 15,000 people in New York. Governor of the state of New York, he killed his policy. You person with COVID, you will go into this nursing home. You will allow this infected biological weapon to go sit down with the old people. And over 15,000 people are dead in New York. Andrew Cuomo, there's not even a single human being that I have ever seen, no one in power, talking about having Andrew Cuomo arrested and put on trial. So why wouldn't he kill old people? Now you can say, oh, he had to resign. That's not why he resigned. He resigned because the Democrats did a hatchet job on him with a bunch of sexual harassment problems and got him kicked out of the governor's mansion because they wanted him out of the way. He didn't resign because he committed mass murder on his own citizens. When I call for a reckoning, for arrests, for public trials, for federal prison time, I want you to understand, I don't call for these things because I'm mean or spiteful or vengeful, although I very much am mean and spiteful and vengeful. I call for these things because the next time a governor, a public health official, a director of the FBI, a president, a mayor, anybody, the next time they sit down and have to make a decision on whether or not they're going to abuse the American people, I want them to have to consider in the back of their mind that Dr. Birx is in Fort Leavenworth about to breathe her last, where she's been for the last 20 years, and I don't feel like joining her there. Therefore, that will be part of my decision-making. Unless punishment for public officials becomes part of their decision-making, then this never stops. It's not about what they did to us. It's what they're going to do again and again and again and again, because there is no reckoning. And no one's even talking about it. Endless drug abuse and suffering and misery because of these people. And not only are they not sorry, they're writing books bragging about it. That's why there needs to be a reckoning. I'm not done.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, or wait a minute, on a Monday. Not a Friday, it's a Monday. It's a Medal of Honor Monday, and we're going to get to Medal of Honor Monday about 45 minutes from now. We have monkeypox talk. Somebody wants to know how I became a New York Giants fan. I have so much I need to get to, and yes, we're going to talk Biden and Harris and otherwise. I am explaining why we need a reckoning, why we need arrests, public trials, and imprisonment of politicians, of people all throughout government, FBI, IRS, NSA, CIA, and we most definitely need one of public health officials. Dr. Birx brags in her book that when she tried to, one, she brags about the fact that 15 days to slow the spread was in part prompted by the Chinese propaganda videos we now know were lies coming out of China showing people falling over dead. But you can dismiss that as simple stupidity. She went to Donald Trump and sold 15 days to slow the spread, and she admits she knew it was a lie, that it would be longer. She brags about manipulating him. And maybe you're sitting there mad at Trump about all this. Why'd Trump do it? That's all fair. Look, you can rip on Trump for that and all that stuff's fair, but we're focusing on this for now. This is from her book. This is a direct quote. Quote, "No sooner had we convinced the Trump administration to implement our version of a two-week shutdown than I was trying to figure out how to extend it. 15 days to slow the spread was just a start, but I knew it would just be that." And this is maybe the most staggering part. "I had settled on 10, she's talking about limiting the number of gatherings, even though that was too many, but I figured that 10 would at least be palatable for most Americans, high enough to allow for most gatherings of immediate family, but not enough for large dinner parties and critically large weddings, birthday parties, and other mass social events. Similarly, if I pushed for 0, which was actually what I wanted and what was required, this would have been interpreted as a lockdown, the perception we were all looking to avoid." She brags in her book that Dr. Birx wishes you would not have been allowed outside of your home during a pandemic. Now, if you're a public health official and you're sitting there and you're even asking the question, how can I implement something like this? You know what you are above anything else? You know what you are? You're somebody who's not afraid, and you should be very afraid to abuse your position of power like that. That's why we have a Department of Justice. So if somebody takes their position of power and abuses the American people with that position of power, that somebody will have to pay, and pay dearly. But they don't pay. They get paid. They're doing it right now. You're seeing it across the country, across your state, undoubtedly, across the world. How many examples do you want me to give you? New York going to all electric, idiocy, insanity. Texas doing the same thing. Can't point fingers here. They're doing it with climate change stuff. This is John Kerry sitting down sounding very polite, very well educated, as he discusses the mass murder of more poor people than have ever been murdered in the history of the world.
So I think that the challenge for all of us now is that no one country can solve this problem by itself. We all have to be able to reduce the emissions. We have to accelerate the transition. We're behind. We're not yet fulfilling the promises that we made in Glasgow. So we have our work cut out for us.
Why does he feel comfortable doing that? Well, yes, it's the money and prestige, but really he feels comfortable doing that because he's not afraid of going to prison for mass murder. Chris, what's that? What's that WEF cut? I think the WEF, the World Economic Forum, I think they put it pretty well.
We need to accept that there will be some pain in the process. The pace that we need will open up for missteps. It will open up for shortages on energy. It will create inflationary pressures. And maybe we need to start talking about that, that that pain is actually worth it.
There will be, what did she say? Some pain. Some pain for her means her electric bill will go from $400 a month to $800 a month. She'll never know it's gone. Some pain for, gosh, I don't know how many millions of people, means parents will lay there in beds with their children, as happened in the Ukraine's Holodomor. Parents will lay in bed as a family and starve to death. And yet these people feel completely comfortable getting on camera and saying things like, there's going to be some pain. Why do they all feel so incredibly comfortable pushing mass death and misery? Because they don't have any disincentive. There's nothing to disincentivize them. Nothing. And I don't even know if disincentivize is a word. But they don't have anything like that. There's nothing there. Because there's nothing there, there's no motivation for them to stop. If you're a public health official in America, why wouldn't you push endless lockdowns? They haven't even stopped. Here's COVID advisor, I think his name is Dr. Jha.
And LA County announced this week that if cases continue on the same trajectory, they will have an indoor mask mandate. It looks likely that that will happen. I assume that's something you support. Should other states look at this?
Yeah, my view on this has been for 2 years, well before I came into this current role, my view on this has been very clear, which is local jurisdictions, cities, counties, states should make decisions about mask mandates because communities are different and their patterns of transmission are different. That said, CDC has very clear guidance on this as well through their COVID community levels. And the CDC recommendation is that when you're in a high zone, that sort of orange zone, as LA County is, people wearing masks indoors is really important and it really will make a difference.
Yeah, masks don't do anything. Masks are completely stupid. They've never done anything. Dr. Fauci is on camera. We've played it for you 1,000 times, saying a bunch of people walking around wearing masks is the dumbest thing ever. This doctor knows it's the dumbest thing ever. But this doctor, this COVID advisor, feels completely comfortable pushing, one, false information. LA, they already admitted only 10% of the patients are there for COVID. That's one. Two, he feels completely comfortable pushing this kind of insanity. Why? What's his disincentive? He's never going to prison and he knows it. All right. Someone wants to know something about me. And I love talking about me. Shut up, Chris. We'll talk about that next.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
And all the vampires walking through the valley.
Chris, don't sit there and say this isn't Tom Petty's greatest song. Don't ever say that to me again. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. You're trying to be, you know what you're trying to be? You're trying to be, what is it, counterculture guy. That's what you're trying to be. You're trying, you know what you're doing? You're that guy who says he hates the thing everyone else likes. Oh, I don't watch Game of Thrones. That sounds stupid. Yes, don't have fun like the rest of us. Don't have fun like the rest of us. That's who you are right now, Chris. We get to some emails. I'm done talking to Chris. It's that or we could hear Joe.
We'll always honor the bravery and selflessness of the and sacrifices of the Americans who serve.
We're going to honor their selfishness. Well, we're going to honor their selfishness, too, with Medal of Honor Monday coming up about a half hour from now. But here's some more, Joe. This is courtesy of RNC Research.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to... Anyway, from Charlotte, another line going from in Florida down to Tampa. America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him. The idea that. Los Angeles what am I doing here? For two reasons. One, we haven't been able to communicate it in a way that is, let me say it another way. But the nature, not a solid meeting they make a very good point. Here's the deal. Here's what drives.
I'm not editing this, by the way. This is RNC Research, and they just let this play. There's still another 20 seconds. I may play this all 3 hours. I can't help it. It makes me laugh.
The driver in the states that are affected. Here's what you can do, the drivers.
We want to expand pre-K. For 3 and 4 year olds, millions of free care goes.
The end there. That wasn't edited either. It was just these long periods. But don't worry. Take heart. The backup is Dome. This is courtesy of Washington Free Beacon.
I think that there can be no higher priority than what we have been clear is our highest priority.
As one nation, undivided, out of many, one. Can't get around it. Can't get around without it. You are the mayor.
I do believe that we should have rightly believed, but we certainly believe that certain issues are just settled. It is the responsibility as a chief legal officer, which each of them has a responsibility of being. This is a community in the Mississippi Delta that has a long history of being part of America's history.
Healthcare from the neck down and healthcare from the neck up, that's called mental health care.
That's just so good. Look, if we can't laugh through all this, what are we going to do? We have to be able to laugh through all this. And by the way, I heard a bunch of people since I played that John Kerry clip earlier talking about accelerating the energy transition and we're not doing enough. A bunch of people on the right I've seen, they've come out and said, well, he flew his private jet there. I mean, I'm looking at this headline here. New York Governor Kathy Hochul flies on New York's dime as everyone struggles to fill up their gas tanks. Listen. This is a mistake the right has made for a very, very, very long time. The right has made this mistake out of the goodness of its heart. That's the truth. The right has made this mistake out of the goodness of its heart. But it is a mistake we cannot afford any longer. You look at John Kerry flying a private jet to talk about climate change, and you're tempted to say, hypocrisy! You're looking at Kathy Hochul flying while she tells everyone else to, you know, hey, suck it up on the gas prices. And you're tempted to say, hypocrisy, they're hypocrites. They're not hypocrites. They're evil. We're dealing with evil people who don't believe at all the mass death and misery they're selling to the masses. I mean, we opened up talking about Dr. Birx, and I'm going to use this analogy I've used 1,000 times because it's so true. I realize it's a stupid analogy, but it is true. If you meet me in the living room and I look out at the front lawn and I tell you, hey, man, stay off the daggone lawn. There are landmines all over it. If you go out there, you'll be killed. And then 5 minutes later, you look out and I'm walking around and dancing on the front lawn. You're not going to look at me and say, Jesse's a hypocrite. That wouldn't occur to you. You would look at me and say, Jesse's lying about the landmine. Why does this keep happening? Why does Kathy Hochul fly on planes and John Kerry and Barack Obama builds an oceanside house and Al Gore uses all this and this actor? Why does it keep happening? It's not hypocrisy. Stop with this. Give them the benefit of the doubt way of thinking. That way of thinking is killing us. It is killing us. It's not hypocrisy. They know what they're selling is a lie. They also understand full well what they're selling will cause mass death. Death on a genocidal level, more than genocidal level. More mass death would come from implementation of climate change measures than anything else that's ever been tried in the history of mankind, including the Holocaust, including what Mao did in China, including what Stalin did with the Holodomor. Those mass genocides wouldn't come close to the death and misery worldwide that would come with the climate change policies being implemented. So why do they still fly private jets while trying to implement them? Because they, one, don't believe in climate change at all, and two, they daggone well know as you curl up in a ball and starve to death with your family, they'll be eating steak and sipping champagne on private jets, going to these fancy conferences at 5-star hotels, all of which will still be there around the world. It's not that they're hypocrites. It is the biggest out the right gives the left that drives me insane. Oh, look at the media. What hypocrites. Look at this Democrat politician. What hypocrites. Kathy Hochul. What a hypocrite. John Kerry. A hypocrite. Joe Biden's a hypocrite. They're not hypocrites. They're liars and they're evil. They despise you. They despise your freedoms. They despise your way of life. They think you, peasant, having freedoms, freedom to speak, freedom to work where you want and live where you want and drive what you want. They think your freedoms are holding them, the kings and queens, back from building this planet. They know how to build. They learned it at Stanford. Your disgusting freedoms are the problem to them. You are the problem to them. Stop giving the communists the out of hypocrisy. Stop giving them that out. They haven't earned it. All right, I finally am going to talk very, very briefly on my life about monkeypox. Let's have an offensive conversation next, and I will explain why exactly I am a New York Giants fan. Speaking of climate change, please tell me you have your emergency food supply. Have you heard what's already happening across the globe? Are these things, this famine, people starving to death in Sri Lanka and other places, are these things coming here? Man, I don't know. I don't know. The things ranchers, how long have I been telling you about the things ranchers have been telling me and farmers have been telling me about fertilizer and our food supply? How long have we talked about all the different food distribution centers going up in flames? I don't know what's coming. I'll be honest. It makes me a little nervous if I'm being honest. Go to preparewithjessekelly.com. What you're going to find there is My Patriot Supply. They're selling 3-month emergency food kits, $150 off. So that's big boy savings, obviously. 3 months, you can eat sustainable energy, 2,000 calories a day. Get one for everyone in your immediate family, you, wife, kids, an emergency food supply. Go to preparewithjessekelly.com, preparewithjessekelly.com.
Jesse Kelly, back soon.
Gina Jones and I don't know who I'm getting.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. We're only 10 minutes away from Medal of Honor Monday. That's going to be freaking sweet, as it always is. Remember, we have Fox News' Lisa Booth coming up 45 minutes from now. I'm going to get to a ton of emails. No phone calls tonight. I'm not in the mood. Maybe tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow, Chris. I don't know. Chris, you have that little clip from Arnold Schwarzenegger. Understand, this is how all these people view you and your freedoms.
And not just to think about, well, my freedom is being kind of disturbed here. No, screw your freedom.
You can yell at Arnold Schwarzenegger and his busted English all you want. That's how they all think. We should give him credit for it. And look, hey, not everyone can habla in every language.
Buenas tardes.
That's just a fact. All right, I do have to answer this email before I get to the monkeypox stuff. And the levels of deception. And again, back to a reckoning. I did want to get this. Red Lobster's number one fan. He says, as a young conservative, I've tried very hard putting my money where my morals are. I have put down my beloved Oreos. Oh, that one hurt me too, bud. No more NBA games on television. Yes, that hurt me too. And even the small things like unfollowing social media influencers who have voiced their communist values. My one weakness has been the NFL. It was my childhood dream career, and I cannot seem to drop it. With that being said, you've mentioned many times you were a diehard New York Giants fan. My family is as well. You did not grow up in the Northeast, and I was wondering how you became a fan of the Big Blue. He says, Buenas tardes.
And Buenas tardes.
Buenas tardes back to you, my friend. All right, I should probably explain. One. I'm not going to scream at anybody about still watching things like the NFL because I'm not perfect either. Far from it. I mean, I kind of am, but it's what, Chris? No, in all seriousness, I'm not perfect. I still spend money, most of the time inadvertently, with companies that hate me, and I'll find out after or find out later. And the NFL, I've told you several times before, has been the hardest thing by a mile for me to give up. I loved it. I would sit on Sundays. I'd get all my chores done Saturdays because on Sundays I'd make grocery runs beforehand and I'd sit for 8-9 hours and I'd make burgers and I'd drink beer and I'd watch football and I would just hour after hour after hour. I just obsessed over the NFL and I loved it. And I, for most of my adult life, really, actually forget that adult life, most of my childhood and my adult life, I could name for you all 53 men on the Giants roster, even the backups. I was that crazy about it, let alone the coaches. Now, I couldn't tell you who the coach is. I don't know the name of their coach. I don't know the name of their starting quarterback. About 3 years ago, with all that Black Lives Matter filth, I decided I'm done. I'm walking away. I'm not going to kill you if you can't give that up. Man, that's the one thing that I really miss. I don't miss Disney Plus. We had Disney Plus, that subscription. And yeah, it was nice to be able to turn on a lot of the older Disney movies and whatnot with the kids. Maybe try a new superhero thing when it's out with the kids. But we haven't missed it. Honestly, not once since the day I came home and turned it off. Not once has a single person in the house said, man, I miss Disney Plus. Just hasn't happened. I haven't missed buying Nike. You know, Nike's one of the most wretched companies out there. We don't buy Starbucks. We don't buy Nike. Not once has my wife even, and she was more the Starbucks person, not once has she gotten up and said, oh, I miss Starbucks. It's just, that just hasn't happened. Get a cup of coffee anywhere, a piece of coffee cake anywhere. It's no big deal. I miss the NFL. On Sundays, NFL season rolls around. I miss sitting down and watching football. I'm not going to judge you, brother, if you're still watching. As far as how I became a fan, you're probably not going to be surprised to know that I have a rebellious personality. I tend to rebel. Shut up, Chris. I grew up, you know, in Ohio. I was born in actually Steubenville, Ohio. I lived in Toronto, Ohio, some tiny little town you've never been to, right on the Ohio River. But it's right on the Ohio River, and it's very, very close to Pittsburgh. It's actually closer to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, than anything like than Cincinnati or Cleveland. My grandpa on my dad's side was such a diehard Steelers fan that he had season tickets. My sister became a Steelers fan. Most of my cousins were Browns fans. My father, he was a Bengals fan, and some of my cousins were Bengals fans. So I know what you're probably thinking. Jesse, how does this explain you becoming a Giants fan? Well, I looked at all the teams all the people around me were cheering for, and I decided, well, those are the teams I absolutely won't cheer for because up there, I'm gonna pick my own team. At this point in time, remember, I was born in 81. The Giants were kicking everyone's teeth in back then, and I didn't know. I mean, I think I was 6 or 7 years old when I picked the Giants, but we were watching football, watching with my cousins, and I was like, wow, this Lawrence Taylor guy's murdering people. This team's awesome. This is my favorite team, guys. And football teams are very odd in that once you pick them, you never leave them. So I know that's kind of a lame story, but that's how all that came to be. That's how all that came to be. Look, I'm glad I'm rebellious. Do we not live in a society that's so full of lies, we should be instinctively rebelling against everything we're told? And I have a bunch of stuff to get into with that. Look, that's why I tell you, we have to be thinking. We have to be strong individually going forward. That's why I've warned you about testosterone levels 1,000 times. Testosterone levels cut in half in 50 years. I wasn't a math major, but do the math on that for what that means 50 years from now. That means we're a society of nothing, if we're even a society anymore. Have you gotten your male vitality stack from chalk.com yet? CHOQ.com, male vitality stack. Ladies, there's a female vitality stack. Remember, these are all natural supplements. U.S. manufacturing, the most hardcore anti-communist company I've ever dealt with. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse gets you 35% off. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. We are at a point where we have to be rebellious and question everything. I want you to listen to money expert Jim Cramer.
Joe, we're just not seeing recession. We're seeing what we need to see, which is a legitimate slowdown. I think ultimately a slowdown in inflation. And I celebrate this. I don't root for a recession like so many people. They look at the yield curve and they say, we're going to have a big recession. I think you and I both know that the stocks reflect a lot of negativity and not a lot of positives.
Jim Cramer is confident there won't be a recession. You instinctively should hear regime journalists like he has sadly become. And you should take that as virtually a stone-cold fact. There will be a recession. And as I've told you 100 times, how many times have I said it? We are already in one. Remember, a recession is 2 straight quarters of the economy shrinking. We already have 1 quarter where the economy officially shrunk. We're towards the end, we've reached the end. We're past the end of the 2nd quarter. It's just not official yet. We are going to have numbers coming out shortly that's going to reveal this country is already in a recession. You should know that, not because you're an economic expert. You should know that because all the economic experts told you it wasn't going to happen. We must instinctively become thinkers and strong and rebellious. Oh, and one more thing, because I promised I'd get to it. The New York Times has something out about New York City monkeypox patients face painful symptoms and struggle for care. Buy a condom! Golly, it's so crazy to me. We can't admit this is a gay STD? No one wants to admit that? Good grief! It's that difficult to speak hard truths out there? Got a bunch of people in New York playing muddy buddy with everybody, and we can't just simply be honest about what it is? Drives me up the wall. Gosh. All right. Medal of Honor Monday. Next.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart Podcast.